Good morning. It's March 21st, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a significant stride towards revitalizing America's technological infrastructure, President Biden recently spotlighted a massive investment in semiconductor manufacturing. This initiative, announced at Intel's Ocotillo campus in Chandler, Arizona, marks a pivotal moment in the country's push to reclaim its position as a global leader in this critical industry. Intel has successfully secured federal grants and loans, earmarking a staggering $100 billion for the development and expansion of chip manufacturing facilities across four states. This includes a notable emphasis on an AI chip manufacturing plant near Columbus, Ohio, setting the stage for a new era in semiconductor production. The investment is expected to generate nearly 20,000 construction jobs, 10,000 manufacturing positions, and 3,000 jobs in Phoenix alone, with salaries averaging over $100,000 annually. The heart of this initiative lies in the focus on advanced, leading-edge chips designed to power the next wave of technological innovations, including artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and 6G communications. Beyond Ohio, Intel is also set to revamp existing sites in New Mexico and Oregon while expanding its footprint in Arizona, signaling a comprehensive approach to bolstering the nation's chip manufacturing capabilities. This move by Intel is not in isolation. Competitors like TSMC and Samsung are on the brink of announcing their own funding agreements with the Biden administration, hinting at a broader national strategy to secure the semiconductor supply chain. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger's call for a second round of U.S. funding underscores the urgency and importance of this endeavor, aiming to reestablish the U.S. as the uncontested leader in semiconductor manufacturing. In a landmark decision, French regulators have slapped Google with a hefty $270 million fine for misusing news publishers' content to train its AI chatbot, marking a significant turn in the ongoing discourse around AI ethics and copyright infringement. This move underscores the growing scrutiny over how tech giants leverage content for AI development. Google found itself in hot water for breaching its commitments to news publishers by not only using their content without permission, but also failing to uphold its promise of transparent and non-discriminatory negotiations. The content in question was utilized to train Google's AI chatbot, initially named Bard, and subsequently rebranded as Gemini, without the publisher's knowledge. The French Competition Authority, the Autorité de la Concurrence, ADLC, determined that Google's actions violated its pledge to negotiate in good faith, offer transparent remuneration, and duly inform publishers about the use of their content. This breach of trust has led to the substantial fine imposed on Google. In response to the regulatory action, Google has agreed to significant concessions, including the appointment of a French-speaking representative in its Paris office and the removal of the minimum threshold for publisher remuneration. Furthermore, Google has announced plans to establish a new AI hub in Paris, signaling its commitment to align with France's AI development ambitions and perhaps mend fences. This incident arrives at a pivotal moment, with the incoming EU AI Act on the horizon. This legislation aims to introduce stringent transparency requirements for AI model makers, potentially reshaping how companies like Google engage with content in their future AI endeavors. The fine and Google's subsequent actions could therefore set a precedent for how tech giants navigate the complex landscape of AI development and copyright law in Europe. In a strategic move that underscores its commitment to leading the AI revolution, Microsoft has tapped Mustafa Suleiman, the visionary co-founder of DeepMind, to helm its new consumer AI division. This appointment not only brings a heavyweight in AI innovation into Microsoft's fold, but also signals a significant shift in the AI landscape, with Microsoft positioning itself at the forefront of ethical AI development. Mustafa Suleiman, with his deep roots in AI research and development, is set to oversee pivotal products like Copilot, Bing, and the Edge browser. His leadership is expected to infuse these products with a renewed focus on harnessing AI's potential while navigating its ethical complexities. This move is part of a broader strategy by Microsoft, which includes a massive $13 billion investment in OpenAI and strategic partnerships with entities like Mistral, aimed at solidifying its leadership in the competitive AI market. The recruitment of Suleiman, alongside key members from his startup Inflection AI, is a clear indicator of Microsoft's ambition to innovate while adhering to ethical AI practices. Suleiman's track record in developing AI that avoids biased and violent behavior aligns with Microsoft's vision of creating responsible AI solutions. This strategic alignment is poised to give Microsoft an edge over competitors, notably Google, in the race to dominate the AI industry. Moreover, this high-profile appointment highlights the UK's burgeoning role as a global hub for AI talent, showcasing the country's ability to attract and retain top-tier talent in the AI sphere. However, as Microsoft advances its AI agenda, experts remind the industry of the importance of nurturing AI and related skills at all educational levels to maintain and enhance the competitive edge in this rapidly evolving field. In a groundbreaking stride towards the future of artificial intelligence, OpenAI, bolstered by Microsoft's support, is on the brink of unveiling GPT-5. This new model isn't just any upgrade, it's a multimodal marvel that can decipher both text and encoded visual inputs, setting a new benchmark for AI capabilities. OpenAI is currently in the thick of developing GPT-5, which is anticipated to make its grand debut in mid-2024. While the official name and launch date remain shrouded in mystery, the excitement is palpable. Under the guidance of CEO Sam Altman, the model is undergoing rigorous training, complemented by extensive safety testing and red teaming efforts to iron out any potential issues before it meets the public eye. The ambition behind GPT-5 is clear: to significantly enhance the model's ability to generalize across different tasks and minimize the occurrence of hallucinations or errors in its output. This represents a leap forward in making AI more reliable and versatile. However, it's not just about refining algorithms. Altman has also hinted at OpenAI's broader vision, which includes a foray into robotics and the potential establishment of a hardware startup dedicated to AI technologies. Despite navigating through a sea of legal battles and controversies, OpenAI's relentless pursuit of innovation continues to push the boundaries of what's possible in the AI realm. The anticipation around GPT-5 underscores the company's commitment to advancing the field and its unwavering focus on safety and ethical considerations in AI development. In a move that could redefine the tech landscape, Apple's CEO Tim Cook has announced plans for a significant push into artificial intelligence, or AI, this year, setting the stage for a transformative period in the industry. This announcement comes amid revelations of Google's controversial approach to the launch of its Gemini AI chatbot, where it reportedly took shortcuts and abandoned the concept of fairness. The tech giants are now in discussions to integrate Google's Gemini AI models into the upcoming version of iOS, a collaboration that could revolutionize the smartphone industry by enhancing iPhone AI capabilities significantly. The negotiations between Apple and Google are not just about technological advancements, but also signal a potential shift in how smartphones operate and interact with users. This integration may herald a new era for the industry, underscoring the importance of AI in the future of technology. Meanwhile, the conversation around AI is not limited to its capabilities or integration into devices. LSU basketball star Angel Reese has raised concerns over AI-generated photos of herself, describing them as crazy and weird, highlighting the ethical and personal implications of AI's advancements. On a broader scale, the U.S. State Department is set to convene a meeting to discuss the use of AI in the military, reflecting the growing concern over AI's role in defense and security. Furthermore, over 50 members of the United Nations are actively working towards a draft resolution for international AI safety guidelines, indicating a global effort to address the challenges and risks associated with AI technology. As Apple and Google potentially join forces to bring Gemini AI to the iPhone, the implications for privacy, security, and international relations are profound, marking a pivotal moment in the ongoing evolution of AI. This has been your daily brief in AI, To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.